This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2361, Identifying the Twitch That's Keeping Us Distracted and Stagnant in Life, part 2, by Anthony Anguero of BreakTheTwitch.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. I'm actually reading a continuation from yesterday, so I recommend listening to yesterday's episode first if you're new here or skipping around. That's episode 2360. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Identifying the Twitch That's Keeping Us Distracted and Stagnant in Life, Part 2, by Anthony Anguero of BreakTheTwitch.com. Number 3, build habits that align with your values. Once space is created by reducing distractions and clutter in our lives, we must utilize some of it for small daily practices of good habits. Without a focus on taking small actions toward desired goals, other, new, unproductive tendencies will replace the clutter in the space we've created. Even worse, the same bad habits will return to consume our time again. As Annie Dillard says, quote, "How we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives," end quote. The small things we do each day compile over the years to become what we spend our lives on. With this in mind, we should focus on implementing the actions that align with the lifestyle we desire. Some examples of these habits might be reading 20 pages of an interesting book every day, spending one-on-one time with a spouse, child, or friend for 15 or more minutes every day, doing 20 push-ups every day and increasing by one or two each week, writing 500 words per day in a creative journal or on a blog to share your ideas with the world, or meditating or sitting in stillness for a few minutes every morning for reflection and gratitude. Your chosen actions might be similar to the ones mentioned or completely different, but regardless, they should reflect the way you want to be spending your life. If you could imagine spending a day doing exactly what you want to do, what are the small habits that would make up that day? Instead of thinking about the things you dream of having, visualize a day spent in the life that you desire. Identify the actions that can be done now and those that will help build up to that lifestyle. Lastly, getting accountability and support from other people with similar goals is important when you're making changes to your life. And number 4, be open to the possibilities. As we declutter our lives, new possibilities emerge within the space that is created. Once we focus on breaking the twitches in our lives while building daily habits that matter to us, what's next? That's where creating opportunities for a better life comes in. Identify things you're passionate about and find ways to teach others what you know. Over time, this will give you a platform to connect with other creators and help people along the way. These opportunities can create additional income with a side hustle business that eventually allows for location independence or whatever big lifestyle goals you may have. What really matters is simply doing more of what you love and increasing your return on invested time. Some examples of ways to create opportunities are starting a blog to articulate your own ideas and share your perspective with others, making videos for YouTube that have the potential to create additional income, starting a podcast to connect with others and share ideas, or going to meetups and connecting with other people with similar passions. While the category may be broad, it all falls into the spectrum of creating various opportunities to improve your lifestyle beyond what would otherwise be possible. Starting Breaking the Twitch has been one of the best things I've ever done for my own intentional living journey. It has allowed me to connect with incredible people and establish a platform to share ideas beyond my physical self. If the site exploded and disappeared, I'd start it all over again today. Starting now, assume the title of entrepreneur and start thinking about what ways you can create opportunities to extend beyond the first two steps of minimizing clutter and building habits. Maybe something you love making, or perhaps a skill you have that you can share with others. Grab your smartphone and upload a video to YouTube. You never know what connections and benefits may come of it. Start today using what you already have to break the twitch. The absolute best way to make any fundamental shift in life is to simply take action using the resources available. No course will do the work, and new running shoes won't put one foot in front of the other. It's the small, consistent steps in the right direction that will move us to where we want to be. And with that in mind, employing the previously mentioned philosophy should help in making meaningful progress towards the ideal day we truly want. You just listened to part two of the post titled "Identifying the Twitch That's Keeping Us Distracted and Stagnant in Life" by Anthony Ungaro of BreakTheTwitch.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Anthony. Number one was from yesterday. That was about building awareness and mindfulness, which is something we talk about on this show a lot. Then number two was working with your environment, basically making it more difficult for you to distract yourself. That's a great point. Because if we simply remove things that make it easier to be distracted, then we have to sort of work harder to distract ourselves. And let's be honest, we're usually lazy and won't actually go get up to grab our cell phone, for instance, if we put it away while we're working. So plenty of ideas here and things to consider this weekend. Have a great rest of your weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll see you actually today with a bonus episode where your optimal life awaits.